USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
During a press conference on Wednesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott detailed his plans for building a border wall. The Republican governor shamed President Biden's open border policy.
The problems that people are suffering on the border just continue to get worse. And they're getting worse for the residents who live in that region. They're getting worse for people in all regions across the entire state of Texas.
Texas has funded $250 million as a down payment to help pay for the border wall and to hire a project manager and contractor to begin building the wall. A heat wave affecting 50 million Americans is hitting the western part of the United States this week. Widespread excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect for California, Nevada, Arizona, and Utah. Dangerous and record-breaking heat continues across portions of the West and Central Plains. The rising temperatures also increase the risk of fire in those states. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At this time, the Summer Olympics are a go for Tokyo. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has a U.S. Olympic team update.
American swimmer Katie Ledecky easily qualified for two more events at the upcoming Tokyo Games, dominating the 200-meter freestyle and 1500-meter freestyle events Wednesday at the U.S. Olympic Trials. She swam the fastest 1500 in the world this year, though it was about 20 seconds slower than her own world record pace. The 1500-meter freestyle is the longest event in the Olympic swimming program, and the women's race will make its debut in the Games next month. Ledecky has already qualified for the 400-meter freestyle and is favored to win the 800 free later in the trials.
Federal and state investigators reported Wednesday scientists have found a dead Asian giant hornet north of Seattle, Washington. It's the first so-called murder hornet discovered in the country this year. The 2-inch-long murder hornet was first found near the U.S.-Canadian border in December of 2019. They pose a major threat to honeybees. While very rare, many stings can kill human adults. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced plans to build its own wall along the border with Mexico. The Republican governor at a press conference on Wednesday.
They apprehended just over 17,000 people coming across the border last year. This year, in the month of April, they apprehended more than 170,000 people. That is a 1,000% increase in the number of people apprehended coming across the border year over year. Similar numbers were echoed in the month of May. Also, the type of people coming across the border is changing. Early on, it was unaccompanied minors. Now, a majority of the people coming across the border are adults coming across alone. Also, what is changing is the carnage that is being caused by the people who are coming across the border. Fences of ranchers along the border are being completely decimating, causing border ranchers to lose their livestock or border farmers to lose their crops. Homes are being invaded. Neighborhoods are dangerous, and people are being threatened on a daily basis with guns of people either coming across the border or those working with those who are coming across the border. Cartels, human and drug smugglers, and human traffickers, they're all profiting off of our open border crisis.
Governor Abbott has authorized $250 million as a down payment to start the process. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.